Almost 6 months after the Turnbull government rejected Aboriginal leaders' calls for a constitutional Indigenous voice in Parliament, there will be a new parliamentary inquiry. The inquiry, headed by Labor Senator Pat Dodson and Liberal MP Julian Lisa, will look into renewed calls for constitutional recognition of Australia's Indigenous population. The committee is set to get back to Parliament with an interim report in July and release its final recommendations in November. Mr. Lisa says a national Indigenous body, an option that has been tried in the past and suggested again, is not necessarily the answer.
Nobody wants a referendum to fail, and nobody wants us to set up a body that doesn't properly address the economic and social position of Indigenous people in Australia. And so we'll be looking at what's worked in the past and what's not worked in the past and be guided by experience in devising recommendations.
The inquiry will include hearings in Indigenous communities and major cities in the coming months. It will gauge cross-party agreement as well as Indigenous people's support for the change. Veteran Indigenous activist Michael Mansell suggests only certain classes of Aboriginal people want the constitutional recognition.
If you look at the class of Aboriginal people who have been supportive of constitutional recognition, and this is not a criticism, it's an observation, those Aboriginal people have been very well off. Those Aboriginal people who are desperately seeking practical change have had nothing whatsoever to do with constitutional recognition.
Mr. Mansell says he disagrees with Mr. Lisa and feels Aboriginal people are being denied their right to fair democratic representation.
Australia holds itself out as being a democratic country, but it denies Aboriginal people the opportunity to elect their own representatives to a national Aboriginal body. So that sounds to me as being very undemocratic. The parliaments of Australia, apart from the occasional black face, are white parliaments. They're white parliaments for white people.
Mr. Lisa says the committee will delve into how Indigenous communities can be engaged in robust debate about policies that affect them.
One of the things I think that this committee needs to do, indeed one of the terms of reference we have for the committee, asks us to look at how Indigenous people are consulted and engaged about policies that affect them and what we can do to ensure that any mechanisms for consultation and engagement help improve self-determination and the economic and social outcomes for Indigenous people.
The Turnbull government does not support the concept of a national Indigenous body, but Mr. Lisa does. There have been attempts to establish one in the past with the implementation of the now abolished Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander Commission. A national Indigenous body could allow Indigenous representatives to deal directly with issues relating to their communities. Mr. Mansell argues the aversion to a national representative body due to the failure of past attempts is not consistent with attitudes held towards white groups.
No one even questions that you've got to have a political representative body at the state and federal level for white people. So why isn't it the same for Aboriginal people? And if we do make mistakes, why aren't we allowed the opportunity to rectify those mistakes the same as white people do through their institutions?
Mr. Lisa insists the inquiry will consider every suggestion put forward.
Our job is to look at both constitutional and non-constitutional options. So I'm hopeful that we're going to be able to get bipartisan agreement on a range of different proposals. I think there's a lot of goodwill in this space, but there's not a lot of exact detail around the models that have been developed, and I think this will help us flesh out some of those details and look at a greater range of models than has been considered previously.